96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson is going back to football starting Friday. The NFL is reinstating the former league MVP. You may remember Peterson was suspended after pleading no contest last November to child abuse charges. He disciplined his four-year-old son with a tree branch, commonly called a switch. This is a good place to start the conversation during Child Abuse Prevention Month. It certainly can happen in any household, and it can take many forms. So why does child abuse happen, and what can parents do to make sure discipline doesn't go too far? My guests are Diane Champagne. She is a child abuse expert and president of the E. Diane Champagne Institute, which provides services to adult survivors of childhood trauma. Also joining me in studio, Shenebre Price. She's a parenting expert. Lines are open. Give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you both for joining me. Let me start with Ms. Price. Can you quickly give me a working definition of child abuse?
Okay. So child abuse is just simply any type of physical abuse, emotional abuse, or neglect, as well as sexual abuse, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess for us African-American people, we're like, what? Okay, explain what is physical abuse? Mm-hmm. Because we often discipline. It's funny when I ask the question, like, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about discipline? Mm-hmm. And the first thing that comes to mind for most people is a whooping or spanking, yep. You know, some type of physical abuse,
that
right?
Switch, that's, for example, the switch, that the
right.
Adrian Peterson
That is
case
usually
concerned.
The way that we define discipline in mm-hmm. our community. So when it goes beyond an open hand spanking or pop, that is when it is then considered physical abuse for a child. Mm-hmm. So using objects such as, you know, a switch or belt, those things are considered physical abuse mm-hmm. and could be coined as being child abuse.
But it's not always a disciplinary issue that deals with child abuse. In Diane's situation, hers was not so much discipline. It was criminal, to say the least. Diane, I know this is a difficult thing, but would you kind of share for us a bit of your story?
Sure, and also thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us.
In my situation, I was physically, emotionally, and sexually abused, as well as suffered severe neglect the first 21 years of my life. Somehow, when I left home, I decided to make a success of my life, and I started in the mailroom of a Fortune 20 company. Within 19 years, I was a strategic planner on the regional vice president's staff. I then found out my brother was sexually abusing his four-year-old daughter. I had him convicted, but then all of my memories, I always had the memories, but all of the pain and everything came flooding back. And I spent 23 years in therapy from age 34 to 57 and 5 hospitalizations to recover from the abuse.
You said the first 21 years.
Yes.
What was going on in your household with, I'm assuming this was at the hands of your parents?
Correct.
Yeah. What was going on in your household? Who were your parents?
My father was a lieutenant commander in the Navy. We traveled constantly. I lived in 6 states before I started the first grade. When I was starting the 10th grade, we were moving into our 28th home. So this is all over the United States. So I never had any friends or anyone to talk to. And my father, when he was not out at sea or on some other assignment, he would sexually abuse me and my brother was almost beat to death, and constant abuse, and then he'd leave and go up overseas or whatever. And then my mother said absolutely nothing. I mean, she could have been a cold stone. She never held me or my brother or sister or comforted us in any way. I basically had a roof over my head, food on the table, and a bed to sleep in.
Did your mother also participate in the abuse, or was she kind of a bystander?
Complete neglect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She didn't actually do any physical or sexual abuse or anything like that, but it was complete neglect.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no one to turn to or talk to at all.
Yeah. I wanted to ask Ms. Price, mm-hmm. when you hear this, I mean, 21 years, certainly that's an extreme example, but it's also not unusual, unfortunately. When you hear that kind of thing, considering your extensive work with you know, teen girls, what runs through your mind?
I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is I first want to celebrate her, because I think it's awesome for her to come out and tell her story and talk mm-hmm. about her experience. And I think that's one of the things that doesn't happen too often, and why we have so many children that experience child abuse and neglect. It's because, like she said, she didn't have a person to talk to, or, you know, a friend or someone to talk to talk about these issues that were going on. So I guess what's going through my mind is I'm wondering how many other people have stories like this mm-hmm. that are still hiding behind that shame and that guilt that often happens when children are abused, sexually, verbally, emotionally, and physically abused. So I guess what's running through my mind is how many other people out there are suffering, mm-hmm. currently suffering and have suffered, and who just don't, you know, who are fearful and afraid to tell their stories. And I think also the important thing for her was that she was able to seek treatment and yeah. help, therapy. And that's one of the things, you know, one of the missing links, I think, in our community, too, is that, you know, ask for help.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about that in a bit, but I want to take a quick phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Kevin calling from Northwest. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, always a good show, Harold.
Thank you so much.
I'm a little just disturbed listening to her story. It's certainly horrific. I don't look at Adrian Peterson's story as being so horrific. We were told as kids to go get the switch and be disciplined, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think this nation needs to focus more on parenting skills when young women have children, just to support the idea so they can learn how to be parents. So that would be my comment. I certainly will pray mm-hmm. for the individual in terms of that much abuse.
Yeah.
But I didn't look at Adrian Peterson's problem or him spanking his child at 4 years old.
Well, Anthony,
very clear on that. You discipline your children when they're young, so that you won't have to discipline them when they get older and more robust.
Well, Anthony, we're going to talk about your comment after the break, because you bring up a very, very critical point in this discussion. So thank you so much for your phone call. That comes up after the break. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. We're talking about child abuse. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about child abuse tonight. Why does it happen? What can parents do to make sure that discipline doesn't go too far? My guests are Diane Champey. She's a child abuse expert and president of the E. Diane Champey Institute, providing services to adult survivors of childhood trauma, and parenting expert Shanebre Price. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202 1-800-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. And Ms. Price, briefly respond to that last call before the break.
Okay. I first want to thank the caller for calling in and sharing his point of view. But I had a brief comment about what he said in terms of we were taught growing up, you know, this is the way that you discipline, that children need discipline. I think what we have to do is find that balance of old school wisdom and new school knowledge, because we've all heard when you know better, you do better. Right. And mm-hmm. So now we understand that, yes, that old school way of disciplining is now being called child abuse because yeah. oftentimes it goes too far. Okay. And so I would agree that, yes, we do need to focus on parenting and giving people the tools that they need to parent their children correctly.
Ms. Champagne, you mentioned that you had lived in many, many cities because you were a child from a military family. But why didn't you call or reach out? Where were the police, social services? Where were the people who possibly could have rescued you?
Well, you have to understand the mindset of living in an abusive home. When you're threatened on a daily basis, don't you open your mouth? And you've already been abused. You don't open your mouth. However, what was some of the things that were disturbing to me when I was growing up, I would go to school and I would have fever blisters all over my mouth. The whites of my eyes were red. I had hives from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Not one person asked, is there anything wrong?
Mm-hmm. How old are you, if I may ask, Ms. Champagne?
Yes.
How old are you now?
I'm 68 years old.
You're 68 years old. And I think that, you know, your generation, that's a very critical piece because I would, you know, venture to say that perhaps now, while abuse still happens, that there may be other kinds of avenues for young people who may be abused or in similar situations to perhaps get away. I want to make sure that before I go to another break that we give out a child abuse hotline phone number, because I think it's really important for people to understand that, you know, if you need support, if you need help, it's there. The National Child Abuse Hotline number is 1-800-4-A-CHILD. 1-800-422-4453. Once again, 1-800-422-4453. Let me grab another phone call quickly at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Six. Anthony calling from Maryland. Quickly, what's on your mind?
First of all, you mentioned why it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens because, for numerous reasons, but first of all, people do wrong. Everybody does wrong. Okay, but why do they do wrong? They learn it. Sometimes they learn it. Sometimes it's a learned behavior. Sometimes it's innate. How it stops, the individual has to resolve himself, him or herself, to stop it. The correction facilities don't necessarily stop it. I mm-hmm. mean, people do time, whatever.
Well, Anthony, can you do me a favor? Because I want you to be able to finish your point. Can you hold on to the line for me, please?
Yes.
Please do. I don't want to lose you. Anthony, also Donna, Angie, Cynthia, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University.